Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Donnie's Tomlin Tidbit. Mike Tomlin talks for almost a half hour every Tuesday. Sometimes, like this week, he gets annoyed with the Steelers media and a hot mic picks up him saying that. But throughout all that, we do get some nuggets in there. And Donnie has found this one from this Steelers-Bengals confab. Mike Tomlin saying we need corners bigger than him to play against Cincinnati.
So I think it's a little bit more relevant this week because even though some of the personnel is different, Jalen Ramsey into the fold, and he is playing very well in a Steelers uniform, it's hard for people in Pittsburgh to forget that first matchup last year and what T. Higgins did to Joey Porter Jr. in this game. And if we know anything about Joe Flacco's game, at this stage in his career, it may count on a lot of plays like that. Throw it down the field and just hope for a yellow flag more than even a reception. And we got the quote after that game, what he compared T. Higgins to Shaq.
Hack a Shaq. Got to use your fouls against him.
He's doesn't a goon.
Doesn't exactly work in the same way, at least to me.
Yeah, but it's really a terrible analogy because it just, yeah.
Because Shaq would often miss the free throws.
Right, it was
here
like
they would just give you,
right,
you know, tons of yards.
Let the Bengals get down to the goal line where it's much harder for them to score.
But it does make me think going into this game how that matchup shakes out again because they still have Ja'Marr Chase. That guy should be covered by your best player, like
Jalen Ramsey.
And it will turn into Joey Porter Jr. against T. Higgins again.
Yeah, where's that leave Darius Slay?
Covering
Yoshivas, who had about 10 drops last week.
I'm kind of more interested in how they handle Chase Brown on little routes coming out of the backfield because they can't run the ball there. But I do like him as an overall talent. Like, just ball in his hands, I think he's a dynamic player when he's got a little space.
All of this talk about this game just makes me think how pissed I'm going to be if they lose.
But you don't seem to think that there's a real chance that they're going to lose.
They've got this division in the palm of their hand. They could get a vice grip on it if they win this game and go 4 up on Baltimore and basically make it choke-proof if they win. And if they slip on this banana peel,
the door has been
I'm going to be really, really, really upset.
The door will have been reopened widely if they slip on the banana peel.
Because you'll give Baltimore a glimmer of hope with Lamar coming back. And you might even give Cincinnati a little bit, a tiny smidgen of belief because they'll think Flacco can get it done until Joe Burrow comes back. So just end any hope Cincinnati has. Cleveland's already out of sight, out of mind.
You'd be 4 ahead in the loss column of every team in the division going into a weekend where, yes, Baltimore can't lose because they don't play. You will have 3 more wins than anybody and 4 fewer losses than anybody.
Yeah.
What a percentage chance do you give them to actually lose this game?
3.
3. Exactly 3. Not 2, not 4.
The first number that popped into my head. Donnie?
3 just feels way too low.
That was my gut answer.
I give the Bengals like
25.
I give the Bengals 20 to 25% or 30% chance to win. Cowboy Joe Flacco, I mean, an extra week getting ready and learning those plays, I think you're going to get a better version of him.
He doesn't have an extra week. He has like one extra day, Chris. He has one more practice.
Yeah, he can go home and study, though,
constantly. He has one phony baloney practice where they won't hit anybody or anything.
He can study more and more.
I also think the Mike Tomlin road record on Thursday Night Football against his division is still relevant here. He's never won a game in that setting.
He's due.
He's due.
That's what I'm going with.
He may have played some bad teams.
Oh, I know.
And some bad quarterbacks.
Brady Quinn would be one of them. All right, thanks, Don.
How about Jameis in the snow? Jameis had never seen the snow or played in it before. Just balled out.
His helmet broke on one of those throws in the snow.
Yes.
Right? There was like
he had that even goofier helmet on. Yeah. He was wearing a very goofy, stupid-looking helmet.
Well, he is goofy. That's for sure.
Would you feel like this game was more or less dangerous than it currently is if Jameis was their quarterback instead of Flacco?
For the Bengals?
Yeah. Does he make them more dangerous than Flacco or less?
I think he makes them slightly more dangerous, but not by a lot. But they're both... I mean, Jameis in a lot of ways is just a younger version of Joe Flacco. There's a ton of arm talent there. There's also questionable decision making, to put it mildly.
Questionable decision making.
To put it mildly. They're both turnover prone. So
Tomlin would rather see Jameis if I had to guess.
100%. He doesn't respect Jameis, not nearly as much.
He's been in battles against Flacco and he's come out on the wrong end.
He would never want Jameis Winston on his team, and I think he would take Joe Flacco as a backup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.